resources. I know what source is, so quit fronting with those diplomatic breakthroughs. We roll with strong women who seek social resurgence, who stay grounded when they speak truth. The difference between fake dudes and great dudes, and we stand up and they've been standing, we pay dues. We roll with women with eagle feathers and soul's purpose is to wake you, not a sole purpose to save you. Those who are up against the ones who played you, who claim peace on clean land but can't make truce, even though they signed treaty. Their minds greedy, our mother earth has been bleeding. But what's new? Crack out before mother's veins gush through to this lush view of what's. Oh, what's you? This here barbaric cultural practice. Repealing Bill C-51's a must do. The cons created it, the libs supported it. And you want us to trust you? Too many corporate crooks trying to climb that corporate ladder suit. And ties lost in corporate chatter. Head comb to side to side. But aside, they'd rather watch if it trickles down and repeat that pattern. It's for old souls, wise minds, and young matter. The ones who know that what they do does matter. It does matter. Enough's enough. Bad names speaking pains and no handcuffs. What? Bad names speaking pains and no handcuffs. What?
Yes, Vision Quest right there by Mob Bounce, just a single which came out late in 2016. So yes, very, very contemporary Aboriginal music from British Columbia. Yes, I would say one of the most exciting things happening right now in this province, and yes, perhaps the world. So these guys, you might say, have taken influence from the most famous Canadian native hip-hop group, a Tribe Called Red, but these guys actually rap themselves rather than get guests to sing and rap. So this is two artists, Mob Bounce. They're now based in Vancouver, but they're originally from Bulky Valley. Interesting name. Bulky Valley, Telkwa, BC in the north. And yes, they are a mix of different native groups. Heebs the Earth Child and Craigie Craig are the two MCs and musicians. They play instruments as well as sing and rap. And yeah, very very nice connection, it seems, with nature in their music. Yeah, so Mob Bounce right there. And I would like to feature a lot of native music on this special, but sadly a lot of the old stuff seems to have disappeared or has not been recorded properly, or they don't exist online, or they're not easy to find. But a few like Smithsonian Folkways recordings of Haida and of Kwak Waka Waka musicians. But anyways, yeah, I'm trying to focus more on the new stuff going on. So that was Mob Bounce to start off the show. And BC, yes. Yes, it might seem mundane to do a special on British Columbia rather than a far-off country, but hey, BC Day, and yeah, feature musicians closer to home. And this is an amazing place that we live in, the west coast of Canada. And British Columbia, by the way, joined the Confederation 1871, so 146 years ago. It was the seventh province to join Canada. And I'm not sure how it joined Canada before Alberta and Saskatchewan did. They only entered in 1905, I think. So there was a big gap in Canada for a few decades. Yeah, the eastern provinces and the western province of BC was a part, but a big gap in the middle of the prairies. So anyway, there was a railroad that made it all the way to BC. That was the big stipulation for British Columbia, the formerly British colony entering the Confederation of Canada. So yes, we celebrate BC Day in early August, but it was July 20th that it joined, that the old papers were signed. And there's almost 5 million people in British Columbia, over 30 native languages, and lots of other languages as well, English being the dominant one, of course. But yes, also, according to the internet, Cantonese, Mandarin, Punjabi, German, Tagalog, French, Korean, Spanish, and Farsi are some of the main languages spoken in the province. Yeah, and you might hear some of those in this hour. Yes, indeed. So I'll just keep moving on with music, and I guess we'll make our way from the north down to the deep south here, and an interesting country folk rock group from Prince George, BC, yeah, the capital of northern British Columbia, Prince George. So I hear that there's quite a music scene blooming there. It sometimes goes through periods where there seems like there's nothing happening in Prince George. This is just from hearsay, but now it's on the uprise again, and a lot of bands and concert venues opening up in PG. So Black Spruce Bog, you're going to hear here, one of the up-and-coming bands. They have great parties, and yeah, they play at house parties and pubs and such. And from their most recent album called The Hatchery Sessions, all recorded off the floor in one take, apparently, straight from one track to the next. So very live feel here. A song called Big Payout. Here's Black Spruce Bog of Prince George.
Arrange your compensation, do with it as you please. It's a big payout.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF, and a little trip through northern BC there. That was Dylan Rystadt from Prince Rupert. Getting my princes mixed up. Yes, Dylan Rystadt, now based in Victoria, but yes, originally from the northwest coast of BC. Although somehow Alaska stole, it's a strong word, but ended up with a lot of the northern BC coastline. So yeah, we only got about half the coast that you think we could have, but let's not get into that. It's pointless at this point. Or is it? Anyways, Dylan Rystadt, his new album, Radio Silence. Fool Me Twice was the song. Yes, yes, brilliant, brilliant. I love this mix of country and pop music. And before that, we heard Alex Cuba, who sounded perhaps out of context, in between two country rock bands from the north, but nonetheless, he is from Smithers. Not from Smithers, that's not right. He's from Cuba. Alex Cuba. His real name, Alex Puentes, but easier to call him Alex Cuba in Canada, I suppose, then you won't forget where he's from. Yes, Alex Cuba has been based up there for over a decade in northern BC and winning Grammys, bringing all sorts of credibility to the northern Latin scene, I think of which he is the only one, but maybe there's more. Maybe there's a whole slew of them coming down the pipe. But anyways, Alex Cuba's new album, Lo Único Constante, Canadian Cuban music. And we heard a nice poppy number, El An Mi Guitarra, the first song on his new record. Yeah, beautiful melodies. Like at first I was like, that's a bit too poppy, but then it just gets in your head and it's a very nice song. An Mi Guitarra. And before that, Black Spruce Bog from Prince George. Yes, the song Big Payout from their Hatchery Sessions album. Yeah, so rock and roll, country music alive and well in the north, cowboys up there, you know. But Black Spruce Bog speaking out against Dirty Oil, one of the songs on that album, also called Dirty Oil. We'll keep our clean waters, keep your dirty oil. So, yeah, I guess denouncing the pipeline expansion going through northern BC from Alberta. So next we'll hear some stuff from the interior BC before we make our way to the south coast. And a woman named Marin Patinode and the Follow Through, her band. So she's from Horsefly, actually. That's where she lives now. She puts on the Arts on the Fly Festival, which sadly was canceled because of the wildfires this July. But yes, Marin Patinode, a lovely voice, very strong, smoky vocal chords, and plays guitar. She is joined by some of the best players in Vancouver on this album of hers, which came out last year in April. You got Peggy Lee on the cello, you got Jesse Zubot on the violin, Tyson Naylor on the keys, Kent Lowen on drums, etc. Some of the best jazz cats in Vancouver, so good on her. And this album, just called Marin Patinode and the Follow Through. I guess their self-titled first album together, yes. And so we'll hear a song, The Dark, right here. Wandering Rhythms, Marin Patinode. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Faithfully blinded,
call.